making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so I guess we could have made this guy one of our Hank Hill Jacks.
Yeah, sounds like it.
There was a Maryland man yesterday that was found guilty in a 2017 7-Eleven robbery after prosecutors revealed he had prepared for the heist by searching on Google, what's the best way to rob a store?
Are there actual answers to that on Google?
The Google search was among several mistakes made by Carroll County resident Joshua Johnson. Following the crime, Johnson reportedly ditched the jacket he was wearing into a dumpster. Investigators found it, and they didn't have to go very far to track down its owner. Johnson's home was right around the corner from the 7-Eleven.
Wow.
He now faces up to 15 years behind bars. You couldn't have at least just cleared your internet history.
Right. And why did he ditch his jacket? I don't get it. That's weird.
It's probably what came up in the Google search. It was probably like, rob.
Ditch your jacket.
And then ditch your jacket. Go home and take a shower. I don't know how to rob, but you know, I'm assuming that's what probably popped up on Google.
That's hilarious. So, well, here's another criminal, a man who had racked up 28 drunk driving offenses.
This is crazy.
Yes. Finally came to end of his road just 3 weeks after leaving prison for the last time. The Star Tribune reported 67-year-old Danny Lee Betcher, the most prolific drunk driver in Minnesota history, died October 20th at home from natural causes. He had spent much of the last 10 years in and out of incarceration, even had a valid driver's license.
How?
Exactly. I don't understand this. Minnesota law doesn't allow for lifetime revocation. During a hearing for offense number 27, he said, I drink to get drunk, as dozens of orders to rehab had failed to change his mindset. His obituary read, although his life may be best described as wayward, Danny would help anyone with anything and deep down had a heart of gold.
What does it mean that Minnesota law doesn't allow lifetime revocation?
I'm guessing that you can keep going, meaning you can go back and get your license
you
again.
Just keep getting DUIs?
Yeah, and I mean, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I mean, I'm wondering if he hurt anybody. If, you know, it's like, is that what they're waiting for? I mean, that's pretty awful.
Let's wrap this up.
And finally, Tupperware sales exploded amid the pandemic. And once, you know, used to be, you had to be little social get-togethers for the popular food storage containers, but they found their way into millions of households over the past 6 years especially. Their sales have quadrupled to $34.4 million in the most recent fourth quarter.
It's strange to, like, see what's making it during this time of pandemic and then, like, what's not making it.
Right.
And, Tupperware is not one of those things.
Making a comeback.
That's top of mind.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.